Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. You really don't want to miss this one. This show is, we've been waiting for this one for some time. And first, I want to say happy 4th of July to everyone out there. I certainly hope and trust that your holiday is doing everything that you wanted it to do and that you're enjoying it with family and closest of friends. And that you're just celebrating in all the right ways. And, you know, don't go get your hand, you know, blown off tonight by leaving a firecracker in your hand when you strike it. So think about that, because we don't want to be reading about you all in the news the next day. All right, so think before you act out there. So happy 4th of July to all of you all. We've got a great show planned for you. And tonight's talking about independence. Tonight's topic is, do independent women have a difficult time finding the right man? Do independent women have a difficult time finding the right man? And I'm going to go to the phone lines quick tonight, and I have a guest in the studio, and I'm just going to ask her. This is Monique. Monique, just give us your opinion. You know, do independent women have a hard time or a difficult time finding the right man? And if they do, why? Why not?
I think all women probably have a hard time finding the right man. You know, it's not easy out there. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of people with baggage and issues. And sometimes it all depends on what stage in life you're in, you know. Just because you're ready to get married and settle down, that doesn't mean you'll, you know, there's men sitting out there, you know, readily available for you to choose from. And especially if you are independent, there's probably certain things you just will not settle for, you know, because you don't really need certain things from a man that some other women may need. So then your selection process might be a little more stringent because you're more picky, and there's already, it seems like a limited pool, so... I'm sure there's difficulty, but I don't think it's necessary just for independent women, probably for all women in general.
So, Monique, are you saying then, if let's just ask this question quickly here, while you're in our studio this evening, and we're broadcasting all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, you all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. So are you saying that if a woman doesn't need a man necessarily financially, then does that make it more stringent? Does that make it more difficult? And what if the man wants her to dumb down? I've heard that expression so many times. Should she dumb down just to have a man?
Is that what says the Lord? I don't recall reading that in Proverbs. So I would say no. And if somebody wants you to dumb down, that's what's wrong with him? You better step up.
Okay, you've heard it live from Monique right here in the studio, and that's heavy and that's deep. Monique, we appreciate your thoughts. Tonight's topic is: do independent women have a difficult time finding the right man? Let me go ahead and bring in my co-host, Ms. Cross, all the way from South Florida. Hey, Ms. Cross, all the way from South Florida. We're sending you a wave out there on this Independence Day.
Oh, I'm accepting it. I'm receiving it. Hello, Dr. Walker. Hello, Monique. Happy Independence Day. Hello, callers.
All right, all right. So now we got to get to the story in about 3 or 4 minutes because we've got a doozy tonight, and the phone lines are already lit up. And once again, press 1 on your dial. We have a featured guest calling in all the way from sunny South Florida. She's going to be our featured guest this evening. Let's go right there and bring in Audrey from Port St. Louis. From Port St. Lucie. Audrey, welcome to tonight's show. You are our featured guest. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Hello.
Welcome. Hello.
Oh, thanks. Now, Ms. Croft, let me go to you real quick. We're going to get to the story in just a moment, you all, because this hour, as you all know, it goes real fast. Ms. Croft, just in your opinion, do independent women have a difficult time finding the right man? And Monique has expressed that, you know, it's not just the independent woman. All women seem to, for whatever reason, have a difficult time finding the right man. Why is there difficulty in this, particularly for the independent women, in your opinion? Then we're going to ask our featured guest the same thing. We're going to go to the story, and then we're going to go to our callers.
Well, I agree with Monique, and I do feel that it is a lot more difficult to find a man that is going to be on your level. And I just feel that because the standards have changed, I somewhat blame the women, because I feel like there are a lot of women that do not hold men accountable as to what their role should be. You know, I really believe that. I strongly believe that. I don't think that a woman is a gold digger because she wants a man to step up his game. I don't think that a woman is asking too much if she wants a man to treat her with respect. You know, I just feel like nowadays the standards are, like, women just accept too much. So when a man finds a woman who still holds a man accountable and holds him at a standard that he's supposed to kind of treat her on a level of respect and decency, they kind of move on to the easier catch. That's what I feel.
Wow. Well, that's an easy – they move on to the easier catch. Wow. That is some serious talk. My featured guest, Audrey from Port St. Lucie, give us your views on this here. The independent woman having a difficult time finding the right man.
First, I would have to agree with the other two callers. Any woman have a hard time, but independent women have a harder time. I don't know the age groups of the ladies that's calling in, but I'm looking at my lifetime. I'm 55 years old, and I can think about what life was like now in my 20s, 30s, 40s, now 50s. And the older I get, the harder it is to find a man on your level, as the last caller said. And then when you do find them on your level, they also come to the table with demands as well. Well, what you want to bring to the table? You know, so, and some of them do go for an easier catch. I've also ran across that type of man trying to pitch you against another woman. Well, this is what she's going to offer. I'm like, well, here, tell her go ahead on. Hey, man. You know, so, but yes, it is harder for an independent woman to find a man because he's intimidated by her work. And they're used to women who do make it easier for them to catch them. Like, some women do just go for anything just to have a man. I've seen that. I've never been that way, but I have seen that. And it makes it harder for an independent woman to meet that same type of man. And like, well, that's it. She's going to – he will lower his standards just because she's making life easier for him.
Wow, wow. Well, we have a young man that's – he's in the studio with us right now. We're already broadcasting out of Atlanta. And we have Jay that's here in Atlanta. And Jay, I mean, it's just, you know, I hear these ladies, what they're saying. Monique was on earlier, Ms. Cross, and now our featured guest, Audrey from Port St. Lucie. And the independent woman, and Monique, as Monique said earlier, and also here in the studio, that it's not just the independent woman, but it's all women for some reason. What are your thoughts on this, Jay? Are the women acting right?
That's a loaded question right there. Very, very loaded. You know, I have to go home later to my wife, so can you be a little bit more specific about?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's like, and I'm hearing my featured guest, Audrey from Port St. Lucie, saying that, for example, let's go to Monique. She said that instead of the women dumbing down, the man needs to step up. And I can see that, but I mean, how about the woman who's making, more than her man, almost twice as much as him? I mean, she's so independent that, they may not need, and I heard Monique say that they may not require as much, because they don't have to depend, and it was an inference on the financial needs of the man, and he may look at that as intimidating. How do you see it, Jay?
Well, I see it that, you know, a lot of men have to understand that, you know, as far as finances, sometimes you need a two-house income. And sometimes a lot of these women, they make a little bit more. So if that's the case, I think men need to embrace that a little bit. As long as she's not making you feel inadequate about being a man, I don't see it as a problem at all.
Okay, Jay, just before you leave the studio, we got to go to the story tonight and then the phone line. They are well lit up tonight, you all, and we appreciate your patience. And, Jay, I got to ask you this question. I mean, what should a man do if a woman has an attitude because she makes more money and she says, I work just as hard as you do, and she comes at him like that because maybe he came at her like that? What would be the compromise, in your opinion, for something like that?
Well, I think that the two have to be able to come together, both male and female, and work that out. And if there's no working out, maybe there's a compatibility issue here.
All right. Well, Jay, we thank you for your comments. And Monique, we thank you for your comments as well. We're going to get to tonight's story because we are running. This show is, we have 45 minutes before the show ends. All of you all stick with us. We are glad that you're here. Please stand by. We're going to go to the story in just a second. Just before I do, Ms. Cross, I got to ask you this question. I mean, it gets to be a bit deep out here. Independence, define an independent woman, if you will, and then we're going to go to Audrey, ask her the same question, and then I promise you we'll get to tonight's story because even here in Atlanta, they are threatening me. Go ahead.
I do believe, as an independent woman, even with dating a man that's on the same, well, I'll say in the same pay grade as you, or maybe in a little more, some of those men, from my experience, kind of bring some arrogance to the table. And because, I guess, of the fact of, you know, they kind of feel as if they don't need you either. I don't know, it's just so hard dating out here because, if you date on your level, some of the men, as I said, their egos, their arrogance, kind of overshadow the fact that you can develop something. And then if you date someone that's not necessarily on your level, they get intimidated. So, you know, just this is a very interesting topic for me because it is kind of hard finding someone that is compatible with you and kind of have the same ideas as you and can bring the same amount to the table. So that's just what I feel. But I think it's extremely difficult. It is difficult.
Okay. All right. Audrey from Port St. Louis. Let's go from Port St. Lucie. Let's go with your thought quickly, and then we'll get into tonight's story.
I feel that not only is she's you know, has an average and above average income, but she's also independent because of her lifestyle. She's been alone for, like me, I date when I choose to date. I do everything for myself, and if I don't want to do it, I just pay someone else to do it for me. So me speaking from that point of view, I've learned to be very independent because if you're not independent in some cases, me and he seem to take advantage of you that way as well. I've experienced that as well. So in other words, I've had to be independent over the years because of my bad experiences with men.
All right. Awesome. All right. Let's get to tonight's story. Once again, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. We've been traveling so much doing this show from so many different cities that sometimes I don't even know what day it is. I have to be reminded today is the show. Last week, we were in Las Vegas, California, Mexico. I mean, we're just traveling all over. Next week, we're not certain where we're going to bring the show from. The producers are working that out as we speak. But let's go on with tonight's broadcast. Happy Independence Day. I celebrate tomorrow on my actual birthday, you all. So yay for me. Appreciate the birthday wishes that I've already gotten there early. Tonight's characters are Diane, Edward, and Francis. Diane, Edward, and Francis. Now, Diane and Edward have been married for just over 3 years. Initially, upon meeting and dating, Edward felt he wanted a woman who knew what she wanted in her life and the type of man that she was looking for. Edward fell in love with Diane because she fit the criteria of what he wanted in a woman. Now, during the dating stages, Diane shared with Edward her role as an independent woman who was accustomed to taking care of herself and not being dependent on a man for financial or emotional needs. She was more inclined to be with a man because she wanted to be with him as opposed to needing to be with him. At the time, he had no problem with accepting the role from Diane as an independent woman. Well, that is, until Diane's independence appears to have interfered with Edward's ego. That's a big thought there now. Now, here's the concerns that Edward has when it comes to Diane's role at home, which is not deviated from the woman he met and married a few years ago. We're getting some noise in the background. Somebody's pounding something. Sorry, we're getting that noise. All right, so here's some of the things that here's the concerns that Edward has when it comes to Diane's role at home, which is not deviated from the woman he met and married a few years ago. Diane is, number one, she's well-educated, and so is Edward. She is spiritual, and so is Edward. Number three, she earns much more money in top management than Edward does, and this is a serious problem for him. She even earned the money before they were married, but he didn't appear to have a problem with it. She is exceptionally attractive, and Edward is also nice-looking. Now, she offers, and Edward accepts her paying the higher family bills, which in his heart he has a problem with because he thinks it makes him look less than a man. And number six, she loves Edward as much as Edward loves her. Well, you ask, what is the problem? Well, I'm glad you asked. Their challenge is that Edward wants her to dumb down. He wants her actually to dumb down so he can feel more superior to her. And Diane is not with that program. It has affected their marriage in such a way that Edward has been having an affair with Frances for the past 6 months. Frances is a woman. Wait, I got to mute you, someone. Give us just a second. We've got to go to the mute line. I apologize for this. All right. Here we go. I'm sorry. You asked a question. Edward has been having an affair with Frances for the past 6 months. Frances is a woman he met at work. In fact, Frances is 3 months pregnant with Edward's child. Now, Frances is the complete opposite of Diane. Frances is not formally educated, but smart in her own way. She's a single mom of three young children who does not receive any child support from any of the three different fathers of her children. She's the type of woman who does not make many decisions on her own. Rather, she depends heavily on the man to make it, if at all, if any decision is going to be made. Most of the decisions, whether favorable or unfavorable, she relies on the man to make. She's very attractive with a great build. She has never had a problem getting a man, but has not attracted the right man to fit her needs. Diane recently found out that Edward was having an affair, as he told her about Frances in an attempt to cause her pain. He actually told her this, to hurt her. It did hurt Diane severely, yet she told him that perhaps that's the woman he needs in his life. Good for her. One who has to depend on him and he feels he can rescue. Of course, she expressed this with tears and great pain in her heart. Now, Edward insists he is not in love with Frances and did not mean for it to happen. He indicated that it may have happened because, in his own words, he felt Diane did not like, she didn't seem like she needed him and was too independent for him. He would often refer to her as acting like the man. This comment would often hurt Diane each time Edward expressed it. She was always willing to change where needed, but did not see herself dumbing down to accommodate anyone. That's not who she is. Diane has since moved out of the apartment, and now she's considering filing for divorce. And the question is tonight, is there anything wrong with being an independent woman, or even a man for that matter? But particularly, we're talking about independent women tonight. Is there anything wrong with being an independent woman? Let me go to the phone lines. Ms. Cross, stand by. Let me go all the way. We're going to call the first six numbers out of your number. Let's go to 757-615. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, and who do we have on the air?
Hello, this is Lakia Perez calling from Norfolk, Virginia.
Thank you. Lakia Perez, is it?
Yes, Lakia Perez.
Makia, thank you for joining us. Makia, give us your thought. Is there anything wrong with a woman being independent and men feeling perhaps intimidated by that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with a woman being independent, but there is something wrong when a man feels that a woman needs to dumb down. No woman should have to dumb down for a man to feel good about himself. That has a lot to do with the insecurities that the man has. And so if there was something about her that he loved about the woman that you shared in the story, it was something that he loved. He loved her independence. He loved how she was. But once now that it seemed as though, you know, that she seems to be ahead of him, then he was feeling insecure about that. But there's nothing wrong. No woman should have to limit who she is as a woman to make a man feel good. In that case, then maybe that's not the man that she needs to be with. But at the same time, if they talk about it and the man can talk about those insecurities, then those things can be worked out, because the woman is not there nor the man is there to cause one to be intimidated by one another, but to love each other. Because ultimately, when a relationship comes together, one should be able to add. There's something that one has that the other one does not have. So she may make all the money, but, you know, he may be able to provide for her more emotionally or some other area. But that should, because he might not be strong in the money area, does not mean that he should have caused that woman that he fell in love with to dumb down because he's not secure in that money area.
Okay, awesome. Makia Perez, we're just getting notification that you are also on the radio. Is that correct?
Yes, I have an online radio station called Christian Life Radio Station.
All right, go ahead and give us your commercial, and we do apologize for an informal introduction, but go ahead and give us your so how people can get in touch with you on the air, on your broadcast, and thank you for joining us live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. So give us your commercial and how they can get in touch with you, and perhaps you can get some of the audience over in your direction as well.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Walker. So again, hello, listeners. My name is Lakia Perez, and I'm out of the Norfolk, Virginia area. My radio station is called the Christian Life Radio Station, where we believe in living in freedom every day. We are a faith-based radio station, and we believe in making the word come applicable into the lives of people dealing with emotional stability, physical stability, in all areas, health and wellness. You can come and check us out at LakiaPerezMinistries.com. Again, that is LakiaPerezMinistries.com. And when you log into the website, there is a link there where you can click on and listen to us live. We have music playing 24/7. I do my shows on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a different array of shows. I am Puerto Rican and half black, so I am a very down-to-earth woman, and I love to bring shows that will literally transform the lives of people. So, again, if you want to reach out, it's LakiaPerezMinistries.com, and you can go on the link and hit the live shows, and there's music playing constantly.
Okay, if they want to contact you by phone, Makia, how do they get in touch with you? Do you have a phone number they can reach you?
Yes. So my phone number is 757-615-3268.
All right. Thank you for that. And thank you. And once again, welcome to our broadcast this evening. We have my co-host, Ms. Camilla Cross, and then we have our featured guest for the evening, Audrey from Port St. Louis. Let me go now to Ms. Cross and bring her back in here, and then we're going to go to some of our other calls. So we're going to ask all of you all to stand by. Ms. Cross, I mean, here, is there anything wrong with, in the synopsis, is there anything wrong with an independent woman? And we've heard clearly what, and I agree with what Ms. Makia was saying earlier about, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, why is there such a problem for some men?
Yeah, I definitely agree with all of what Makia was saying. You know, and this story is sad to hear, but it's just so common, I think, for a lot of women who are kind of climbing the corporate ladder nowadays. And the thing is, you know, it's not intentional, but once you get to a level of independence, there are certain things that you kind of don't need a man to do any longer for you. And just from my personal experience, I remember dating a guy, and he was hitting his six figures, you know, because like, he was in the corporate world, he, you know, IT. And I remember him telling me something along the lines that my personality was a bit too strong. And I remember him saying something that, you know, like men need to feel needed. And I remember having to kind of do a self-reflection on how I was coming across in this relationship. And I remember kind of stepping it down a little bit because it had me questioning who I was. But later on in the relationship, I found that it was his own insecurities where he wasn't, you know, it wasn't a real reason to be intimidated by me, but the fact that I had my own opinion and I had my own ideas was intimidating for him. So I really feel that as a woman, that's why I said I feel it's kind of hard dating in certain circles because of the fact that, you know, you don't want to lose who you are. You've worked so hard to get to a certain level. And, you know, I strongly believe in, you know, kind of appreciating a man and, you know, honoring a man. From that, the biblical standpoint of the role of a woman and a man, I am 100% for that. But I don't feel that a woman should have to all the way lay down for a man's ego. You know, there has to be somewhat of a balance. And I really strongly agree with what Lakia was saying when she said that everyone has something different to bring to the table. You know, and I feel like it's good when you can celebrate that.
All right, excellent. We're going to we appreciate your thoughts. Let's go with another question. We're going to bring another call in. We're going to ask all of you all to be patient. We will try to get to you as quickly as we can. Let's go to South Florida again, all the way from Atlanta, 305-748. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show, and who do we have with us, and welcome.
How you doing, Doc? This is Wayne. You're in my home state of Atlanta. That's where I'm from. Listen to your call. The young man is insecure. I don't care how he look, what he got, but the young lady shouldn't dummy herself down or what she got just to please him. Now, he get with his other woman that's nice, built and everything, with kids, but he could take the place of his significant other and treat her the same way the way she's treating him. But as long as we're in society today, women are going to always have the upper hand on the other black male because black males just not getting far in life as the women are. I mean, in today's society, the corporation let a black female go further than a black male. So a black female always going to have the upper hand in some cases because a lot of our black Afro-American men coming out being incarcerated and not getting and some of the women are getting these guys just for their physique. And the only thing they care about is the sex, and they don't care about taking care of the young man. You know, when the young man venture out, and that's when they get rid of them and tell them everything, you know, that, you know, they don't have anything to lose, that they took care of them. So I don't think the young lady should dummy down. It was a mistake of him, you know, going out trying to fit in and play somebody he could try to control. But he was wrong in that aspect. But as long as we're in society, the Afro-American men never going to have the upper hand on a female.
Wow, that's a powerful comment that you're making, Wayne. And first, you know, we give kudos to your hometown that I'm in here in Atlanta. It's a rocking city for sure. So, Wayne, I mean, you make it sound as if it's the system's fault that some of the black men don't have that equality or that balance with the women. Are you inferring perhaps that?
Because some corporations, Doc, they don't allow black men to go further than they want them to go. They allow them to go as further as they want them to go. Even in the home state where you're at now in Atlanta, I hate to say this, but some Atlanta housewives, well, Federal Park dated a criminal. He was incarcerated, and she was paying all the bills. And when they broke up, it was the same situation what you just said. He went out and got a woman that was less, you know, educated in his wife, and they actually got a divorce because he had to do criminal acts and just to try to stay up on her level. But she just liked him because of his physique, and that was about it. And he was once incarcerated. She owned her own law firm and funeral homes and everything, and she was taking care of more of the bills, and he couldn't, and she wasn't going to dummy down, so he couldn't stand that. So he went out and did his criminal activity and got with another female.
Wow, wow. Well, that's interesting. Let's go to the phone lines once again. We're going to ask all of you all to be patient with us tonight. We got 30 more minutes before we wrap up tonight's broadcast. Let's go to 786-281. 786-281, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have, and you are live?
Hi, how are you? My name is Thalia, and I'm from Maryland.
Thalia, thank you for joining us. It's nice to have you. Thalia, do you see anything wrong with tonight's story where this woman is so, she has herself together and the man wants her to dumb down? I mean, that's not right, is it?
No, that's not right at all. I actually think that women shouldn't dumb down men want them to. I think it's important for, like, women to be, financially stable and financially independent. And even emotionally independent to some degree, but at the same time, you're in a relationship and you are going to need, that support from your partner, and the same thing goes vice versa. So I think emotionally she does need to let her partner, weigh in on some things, but, I mean, she shouldn't have to dumb down on things like that.
Okay, all right. Kylie, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to the phone lines once again. Audrey Port St. Lucie, my featured guest, we're going to bring you in just a second. Makia, we're going to ask you to stand by as well. We're going to go to 786-247. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hey, Dr. Jesse. It's Jada. How you doing?
Jada, we're doing great. Thank you for joining us. Jada, what are your thoughts? I mean, this can go across the board, younger, older. I mean, what's wrong? There seem to be problems out here. If a woman is making, here in this case, it wasn't a problem for the man before they got married, but now all of a sudden it's a problem because she's making more money. Is that intimidation? Is he intimidated by this?
In this story, there was like a couple things wrong that we have to kind of unpack. The first one was that he did state that he liked the fact that she was an independent woman, and it's probably because he was dealing with people that he was, they needed him too much, So it's like you get that need. It's like you get tired of wanting a woman needing you for this and needing you for that. So you'd be like, maybe I want an independent woman. He gets an independent woman, and she's living her best life and, doing what she got to do for the family. And all of a sudden, he doesn't like that because he probably has that the broken wing syndrome, where he wants to take care of somebody and he wants to be the upper hand and superior and this, that, and the other. It's not his fault of that. So, of course, that when she starts getting in her own and getting her groove, all of a sudden, he feels less than a man. I personally feel like every woman should be independent. They should be. They should not be dependent on a man for anything. They should want to be the person that's going to do something for themselves, and whatever a man gives them is extra, So my mom always taught us that, to be independent and do what we got to do to get what we need to get. And then if a man gives us something, it's extra, and it's appreciated, So she should not have to dumb herself down to do anything for him. If that's the case, his insecurity is showing. He needs to step his game up and do more as a man. And if he feels a certain kind of way, get an extra job, try to make some more money, do something else around the house, whatever you got to do to make it happen, he needs to make it happen.
Wow.
It was a gentleman that said that Apollo from The Housewives left his wife to go do criminal activity. He didn't leave his wife to go do criminal activity, because I watched the show too. He left his wife. They were doing fraud. He got caught. And Phaedra, the woman, was fed up with his mess and didn't want to be caught up in that because it was affecting her business. So that's why they got a divorce. And then, once you get top notch like that, it's kind of hard to upgrade from that. He had to settle with what he found. So that's pretty much what happened.
This is some deep stuff. This is some deep stuff, Jada. I mean, I can't see a man going out there to do some criminal activity just to keep up with a woman. But let's bring Wayne back in and see what his thoughts are on this here. I mean, Wayne, that seems to be kind of like extreme. Why would he, would he want that woman so much when he ultimately went out and got another woman? I mean, why would a man compromise himself in such a way just to have that particular woman when there's so many other women?
Yeah, but the woman he married is a really driven woman. I mean, she's a great attorney. She's she got all types of businesses, and she's in. Believe it, she's a little freaky in the bedroom. What he like, and she just, you know, he didn't leave her, but a divorce, like the young lady say, because it's criminal activity. She paid the big of the bill, and she just let him pay the light bill. You know,
wow.
And she thought that he, and she did talk down to him like he was a, in other words, she was his eye candy, and she used him when they go out, even though it was a husband, she used him as a husband trophy.
Wow, that is serious. Wayne, we're going to have to stand by. Jada, we're going to have to, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought my phone was on mute. I was just talking to myself. But
okay.
Men do it all the time. They always get a little eye candy or a little trophy wife, and they think it's cute. They think it's cute. That's a double standard. It's like when men go for younger women, oh, they're in a midlife crisis. But when a man goes, when a man does it, or when a woman does it, all of a sudden she's a cougar. And what are you doing? You robbing the cradle, and you got a trophy husband. What's wrong with that? He can pay the light bills, only if he looks good and putting it down. That's all that matters.
Wow. I like that part. Wayne, come on, go back. We're going to have a fight without a referee. Go ahead, Wayne. What are your thoughts on what Jada just said?
Well, it's normal for a woman to be an eye candy on a man's arm. It's normal. But for a man to be eye candy on a woman's arm, and they almost in the same age, I mean, that's just a little bit desperate on that lady part.
Don't say desperate, because it could be desperate on the man's part, too, because the whole Mr. Man out here dating some uneducated women and thinking that's cute, and it's not. So when a woman does it, maybe she just wants something that looks good. Maybe she's tired of men, tired of being dogged out. What if she don't want a relationship? What's wrong with that? It's
wow.
Not desperate.
Wow.
Consider desperate?
You know, this is interesting. We got to hear this part. And hold that thought just for a second, David. Wayne, you all don't go away. This is getting more exciting than we thought. Let's bring Audrey from Port St. Lucie back in. I mean, here, you know, we're still having these conflicts, men and women. Why can't we all just get along like Rodney King said? Audrey, help us out here.
I just said I love it because it's a good fight going on, but the guy is kind of losing because he's making a point.
And we're not even going to put a referee in the middle of this. We will not put a referee out there. Go ahead.
I got to be the referee on that one there, dude. Come on, dude. Now,
okay.
It's good for the man, but not for the woman.
Well, see, you're bringing advice. You're bringing advice in.
Well, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Come on now.
Come on, walk me around.
But
I got to stay together.
But don't let me finish my career, though. That was a good
conversation. It is. I can hear those two go on for a while. But hang on a second.
Yeah.
We only got 20 minutes. They're threatening me over here and say, we got to go to the phone line. Let's bring Ms. Cross. This is a fight that, you know, this is like pay-per-view. What are your thoughts? I mean, independence, I knew that this conversation on the Independence Day would bring some conflict, but I didn't know it would bring this much conflict.
I was sitting back eating my popcorn. I Because it's true. You know, in society we have this whole thing where women should do things one way, men should do things another way. And I look at, you know, just to kind of, because we touched on Phaedra and Apollo's relationship, there had to be something that made them somewhat compatible to be together. I don't think it's just because of how he looked. Like, they had an actual relationship with kids and all of that other stuff. So I think, you know, we kind of putting her on a pedestal where just because she's successful, that doesn't mean that her mindset was so much different from his. They just probably did things in two different ways. Because a lot of people who have quote-unquote criminal backgrounds, they businessmen. They just illegitimate businessmen. So
wow.
I feel like, you know, so I'm not going to even go there, but I just think that, you know, when you're with someone for so long, it has to be something there that's keeping you together. You know, I don't think it's just the eye candy thing. He is very handsome, but I think
right.
It's deeper than that.
It's deeper than that. All right, we're going to ask you all to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can listen to this show in its entirety 20 minutes after we end the broadcast tonight. We're broadcasting all the way out of Atlanta, Georgia tonight. Next week, we're not sure. The producers will let me know where we will be next week. I believe they're leaning towards North Carolina, but we will see about that, or perhaps back in South Florida. And next week, we do have an upcoming show, and we're going to bring, just before we go, no, they want me to do it now. Next week's topic is, you don't want to miss this one here, are there double standards when it comes to men and women? And, you know, what they're asking me, Wayne, we want to ask, they're asking, will you be our featured guest next week? You and along with Jada. Jada, we're asking, Jada, let's ask you first, will you be our featured guest? Because we want to know if there are double standards.
Okay,
Jada,
Yeah, I see.
From both of you all?
Yes.
It sounds like we have a yes from both of them. So that's what's going to happen is, and they're putting a sign up to me and saying, no holds barred. This is going to be really good. You all don't want to miss this show. Are there double standards when it comes to men and women? But for right now, let's go. And we're going to, our feature guests are going to be Wayne and Jada next week. This is a show you definitely want to miss because you got a little taste of it tonight. Let me go to Makia. Makia, maybe it's time for us to bow our heads, you know, because you're from Christian Life Radio Station, you know, so let me bring you in. Will you be able to come back with us next week, in case we need a referee?
Yeah, I'm the referee next week.
without any bias, Nikhil, without any
bias.
You promise now.
No promise, no bias.
Wait, let me bring you in just for a second. Do you think that women can actually referee without bias when it comes to issues versus men?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think so, Doug.
You know what I mean? Why not, Wayne?
No.
Why not?
Because women are just a big ball of emotions, you know. They deal off emotions, you know. A lot of times they deal off emotions instead of thinking.
And you know what, Wayne?
A lot of men are very emotional too.
Yes, they are.
They just
show it differently, but men are very emotional.
Yeah, well, a lot of times women think with their heart, men think with their mind.
Wayne.
Listen, you know what? They're telling me we can't wait for next week. I mean, this is going to be off the. Jada, are you there, Jada? Can women be biased when they referee?
I got a comment. Tap me in. Let me say something.
Okay. All right, come on in with your comment. Come on.
Because since I'm about to get emotional, because I find out expensive. Women are emotional creatures. We are very rational creatures and use common sense. Men are the ones that have all these emotional behaviors and disorders and whatnot going on because they think they're too strong to sit there and cry. I'll vocalize their opinions. It's like we got screwed up men in this generation, screwed up younger men, raising even more screwed up little kids. So it's okay to cry and be emotional and be loud and be angry or be happy, be sad. But then I know what y'all call black women bipolar. Are we crazy? Are we out of attitude? It's good to be emotional because you can expound on how you feel. That's what we're supposed to do. We're human. White women do it all the time. White men do it all the time. But then another black man does it, it's gay. We're too loud. We're too headstrong. We're too independent, and y'all can't handle it. I don't understand. A white woman does it. She's a CEO.
They need to learn how to stand their own ground. Is what they need to do. Yes, they do. Instead of a woman having to dumb it down, he needs to step up and stand his own ground.
We got some comments that are coming into the studio. Oh my goodness, this is, you know, one of the comments that just flashed over. They say, Dr. Walker, we got to do this show Can you go 2 hours with that show? They want me to go 2 hours next week with this show. See what we've started here?
Oh, yeah.
Miss Cross, Miss Cross, let's bring you in here. Miss Cross, why can't men and women simply, all this had to do was independence. Can independence cause such a fight, Miss Cross?
Yes. Look at me.
Hold on, Miss Cross. You sound like you said that. Miss Cross, you sound like you're mad or nothing. When you said that with attitude, then she went. Wait, then she said that with attitude.
Yeah. Big time, dog. Big time.
Wayne went into the whole we emotional, we think with our heart. I know a lot of emotional men. Men just show their emotions differently. But I know most of the men I know are very emotional. So that part I don't know. But yeah, so go ahead, I'm sorry, Dr. Walker.
No, that's okay. Go ahead and finish your thought, and then we got to read some of the comments that are coming into the studio.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, Miss Lakia was saying, how the fact is we have these emotions and we show them, so people think, you know, they think we bipolar, we crazy, but emotions are supposed to be expressed. So you bought these men, they bought up all these emotions, and then, you know, spaz out. So it's like we gotta find a balance. So at least I think with women, we're very rational and logical, and we found a balance, and we use our balance.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. We gotta go to the phone line. We gotta go to some of the comments that are coming to the studio. We're gonna take the first one. This female writes in. She says, "Dr. Walker, can you please do the show next week for 2 hours because I want to exclusively listen to Wayne and Jada because I want to hear what Wayne has to say about women being so a ball of emotions." Wow. Miss Cross, why is that so important? Does she sound like she's angry sending this comment in? Why is that so important?
You know, as women, I think we are tired of being labeled and people holding our lips together. And if you're going to give us a platform, we're going to take it. So that's probably why that writer is like, let's make this 2 hours. Because, you know, let's put it all out on the table and handle it. So I like Wayne. Wayne is saying what a lot of men feel, you know. And it's kind of like, we know that's how you guys feel, but to hear it, it's like, what? You know. So I think that's why that caller is like, let's make it 2 hours. I'm ready. I think that'll be an amazing show.
Okay, we're definitely going to have some men calling in next week. So Jada, they're sending a note out there. This comment comes in, he says, we're going to have some men coming in. I'm going to call my friends, he says. And then he says, I want Jada to be ready for all that trash talking she's doing. Jada, what is your response to that? They're saying you're talking trash.
It's not trash, it's sex. First and foremost, I may be 27, but best believe I got a lot of common sense that my mom and my
dad
are keeping it real.
So y'all not
keeping it real.
Say that I'm emotional, I'm this and the other. The scam up, because next week, I'm ready.
Well, you know, America gained this independence, you know, and that's what we're celebrating today. Makia, let's go back to you. You know, we got to have prayer up in here. We just got to bring it in. Makia, what do you foresee for next week, how we can keep peace?
I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be very emotional. But I think that if we would just listen to one another, because women and men have different perspectives in every area. So if we can just listen to one another and see where each other's going through, I think we'll be all right. But I can see it right now, Dr. Wanda. It's going to be very, very emotional.
So, all right, we're going to see what happens next week. Let's go to, let's take another comment here. This is getting deep. Thalia, we're going to go to Thalia for this next comment that has come into the studio. Let me find it here. Let me make sure. Okay, let me. This is too much. This is really something else. Okay, I think we may have lost Thalia. Wow, that might have been too heated for her. You know, she's probably somewhere praying on this one. So we're going to bring in Miss Cross, let's bring you back in for this comment right here. this female writes in, she says, do independent women have a difficult time finding the right man? I think the answer to this question is without a doubt that independent women have a difficult time finding the right man because the men in today's society want you, just like the callers have said, to dumb down to meet their below standard needs. She's saying the men have below standard needs. She says, I refuse to do that. Instead, why can't the men step up just like in the story tonight? Ms. Cross, is she anywhere close to being valid?
Well, in my experience, or what I see, she hit it right on the head. Most of all of, well, the men that I know, right, that are being, you know, we label them as successful in a career, making their, you know, making the money they're desiring to make, they usually do take women that are more what we would call submissive, or the women that allow them to kind of do what they want to do. This is just based on what I see in my experience. Like, the men that I know that are on that level usually have women that, you know, that are kind of let them do whatever they want to do. And when they meet a woman that's headstrong and that's going to be like, you know, no, I'm not going to allow you to kind of put me in a certain box, they move on. So that's from my experience, from what I see, kind of even from what television shows you, I think it's true.
Okay, all right, good. Let's go to another comment. Our featured guest this evening, Audrey from Port St. Lucie, we're going to give you this comment. And this party writes in, and she says, I am not trying to bash women. This is a lady saying this now. I'm not trying to bash women. I am one of them. But I think some independent women carry things a bit too far when it comes to having respect for their men. For example, I think some of them get lost when it comes to the woman making more money than their man because it brings an attitude with them. I think with everything, there needs to be a balance. Okay, that sounds like that's a thought. Audrey from Port St. Louis,
yeah.
What do you think about that? She says some women take it too far.
Yes, well, that's true. Some women do. You know, I'm a woman too, and yes, I have seen some. I don't want to say crazy women out there, but some do take it too far. And it's just a crazy world when women have to think about dumbing down. And as far as I'm concerned, that's not going to work because sooner or later, you know, she's going to, you know, burst out that bubble. Independent women want men too. And men just need to know that every woman is not going to let him do what he want to do just to hold on to him because soon he's going to get tired of going through woman after woman because he's not going to be really happy. And I learned from an older gentleman years ago, one thing an independent woman cannot do for herself is she cannot give herself companionship. Men need to think about that. She cannot give herself companionship.
Okay, Wayne, let's bring you in and ask you. Go ahead. Go ahead and finish your thought, Audrey. Finish your thought, please.
And I was going to say, and once men and women realize marriage should be about partnership, then they'll be able to get out of each other's way. The partnership.
All right. Wayne, let's bring you in. And when this comment came in, and based on what Audrey is saying, could women be taking it too far? Is that their emotions that may be unbalanced or out of control? What are your thoughts on that, Wayne?
Yeah, they do, Doc. I mean, a woman that's very educated and got it going on financially and got a good job, she hang around her girlfriends and her girlfriends somewhere in that group, somebody gonna bring her husband or step her other up, and they're gonna bring up finances. I mean, she could stay out all night, party with girlfriends, and leave the husband alone and think that he's supposed to do what he's supposed to do. And some women take the fact that, hey, you get off early, you're supposed to cook, clean, and wash the dishes and more or less be a house husband. And they take it a little bit too far. They spend more time on their job than they do with their man trying to build up a relationship.
Wow.
And they just take it too far, though.
Women
got to understand today's society, women, they try to do what men do. And women just can't do what men do. You know, I'm old school on that.
Okay, Jada, let's bring you in. I got to bring Jada in. Jada, what are your thoughts on what Wayne has said, that women do take it too far and it's their emotions that are out of control?
Okay, first I want to address his 1940s aspect on the household and the workplace.
19 what?
1940.
Back in the day, because I don't know what you got going on here, but what you're not going to do, Wayne, Mr. Wayne, with all respect, is dumb down the success that a woman has and say, oh, she probably can't get the man or whatever because she's so busy focusing on her career. When in fact, it is proven, you can look this up because I Googled it while you were talking. Men focus on their careers more than women. Men are always driven to work late, stay long, work on weekends or whatever it is to do in order to have a relationship. You know what women do? Sometimes women might get in the fair and cheat because they are neglected at home. So when a woman turns around to do it, if you fought for our rights to be able to fight and do whatever you got to do, to vote, to work, to have the same rights as men, and we do it, it's a problem. Because people are so used to the household gender roles, so they think, oh, only the woman's supposed to wash the dishes and cook and clean and do laundry. That's all well and fine, but a man can be able to do that too and still be a man. That is okay. Mm-hmm. If I'm working late, I expect to come home to a clean house. I'm not going to come home and cook and clean and do laundry and fold your drawers.
My point is that.
You understand? So it goes both ways. That's communication. And if somebody stays out late, it's like, oh, because I get paid $25 an hour, I can stay out late. No, it's a respect factor. If I come home and I say to my fiance, hey, I'm going out or whatever, I'll be back home before 3. It's a respect level. The same way if she goes out, you better not come here after 3. You come here after 3, it's going to be a problem to stay where you at. So it's a respect, and that has nothing to do with the amount of money I'm making hours. You know, it's common sense. Don't come home super late, you know, and nothing open after 3, but less, and you ain't with me, so who you with?
It's gonna be rough next week. So Wayne, are you saying then, if I'm hearing you correctly, that the woman cooks, clean, do the laundry, and then there should be a reasonable expectation that she should be intimate with a man that night as well? Would you say that? That's how it kind of should go.
Right, it's all part of being a marriage and in a relationship. All part of being a marriage and a relationship.
I'm sorry for laughing.
I don't mean to laugh.
I want to give you guys an example.
Let's give him an example.
Okay, the example is going back to the reality series again, Doc. A doctor, she's a OBGYN, spend all her time working and working. Her husband worked for a school system. Her husband's a PE teacher. Well, he spent all his time being alone. So he's telling his wife, baby, you got to spend some time with me. I'm feeling all alone. You're working 7 days a week, and I'm in this house by myself. So what he did, he ventured out and had an affair. There was an affair that got public and went to the media. And she figured that, okay, I'm working too much. I'm an independent woman. He want me to be home, not spend any time with him. It took his affair to bring him down to earth and to strengthen their marriage.
So me working 7 days a week constipates you cheat. You can cheat on me because I go to work. You can cheat on me because I bring money to the house that you live in that you can't afford on your PE teacher salary. So you can cheat. That's not right. You bet. Don't because if she's working her behind off delivering babies and babies coming at 2-3 in the morning, she can't help it. She gotta be balls deep in somebody's cooch to get the baby out. You're working 9 times or whatever. That's very unfair. He should have found a hobby instead of screwing with some girl and getting her pregnant. He should have found a hobby to do. He should have picked up an after work shift like I do. I'm a teacher. I work after school. I tutor the kids to do what I gotta do. That doesn't mean I'm going to go out and cheat because you're working. That's a problem. If that's the case, we wouldn't have gotten
We're going to ask you all to stand by. Let me try to run through these other comments. 10 seconds or less, you all, please. And we definitely going to need Lakia here next. I'm out of oxygen. Let's go with another comment. 10 seconds or less. Ms. Kia, you answer this one here. This male, he says, the women of today, in my opinion, are much different than the women of my mother and grandmother's day, like Mr. Wayne is saying. Mm-hmm. Some of them were independent, yet they knew their roles when it came to the home and family. Mikhail, mm-hmm. I mean, what is going on? It's confusing now.
Yeah, Dr. Walker, look, we're in a different time. And I was listening to everybody giving their comments. And one of the things you have, it depends on what works for the household. That's what we're going to say right now.
Exactly.
It depends on what that woman and man. You can have a woman that has a job that is going to require her to be out. And the father may be the one that's going to stay at home with the kids. Because that's just how things are. It depends on what the household wants. That doesn't mean that the wife is still not going to do her part. But in the time that we are now, because we do need two incomes in a household, you know, it depends on what works for that family. It doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make it wrong. It's whatever works out for the family. Back in those days, in them cave days, Mr. Wayne.
Go ahead, Lakia.
No, back in the day, women took stuff that now the women are more vocal about. There's women that cleaned and they were abused emotionally, and some of them physically. They still cleaned. They still washed. They were not valued. Now, today, women know their value. Women understand their power that they have. So now, you know, the dynamics are different. So it's important that, you know, whatever men and women are together, that's why that communication is important. That's why courting is important. That's why it's important to know what I like, what I don't like, how I am, how I'm not. So that way you can come with a mutual understanding and become interdependent so that we can receive what we both have for one another. So the times are different now, Wayne, and so and I understand, but the reality of it all is whatever works for the household is what stands.
Wow.
That's right.
Ms. Lucia says, and she's from the Christian Radio thing, she says mutual understanding, but back in the cave days, I can't wait for that next week, because I asked her at the beginning, can she come in and referee without prejudice? And now she said, cave days, this is going to be a good one next week. I can't wait for next week to talk. She said, no, she didn't say cave days. I'm sorry, you all. I couldn't hold it in tonight. Ms. Cross, we can't even finish tonight, so we're out of time. Ms. Cross, just give us your phone on it. I can't even ask, is there anything wrong with a woman being independent? I'm afraid to ask. Ms. Cross, you take us home tonight.
Oh, this has been an amazing show. I feel that there's nothing wrong with being a woman being independent. That's where we're heading towards. The men are going to have to accept it, receive it, and learn to appreciate it. And I think that some men do. I don't think that all men share the same ideas on an independent woman. I think some men do appreciate it, but I just think that unfortunately, the margin is very slim. Unfortunately, the margin is slim. So I'm just really excited about next week's show, though. I really am.
I am too. I got to ask these two questions, and then we're going to move right on because I got to end the show. They're threatening me over here now. And, Jada, are you going to be ready for next week? I'm just respectfully, humbly asking that question.
Oh, yeah. Man, you better buckle up, Buttercup, because you're going to
Wayne, I got to ask you this question. Wayne, will you be ready for Jada next week?
Yeah, Doc. Yeah, I mean, as long as I ain't going to say that. I'll be ready.
Are you sure?
As long as it's gonna be a good show, as long as they don't get too emotional like they did tonight, it'll be a good show.
This is better than pay per view. I'd rather hear the show than watch one of Mike Tyson's fights, because this one here only lasts the whole 60 minutes.
This gonna be the meaning of emotional.
Yeah, this wasn't even emotion. This is me talking sex.
No,
it's like,
not.
I'm emotional. It's passion. It's passion.
It's passion.
It's passion.
We're not emotional.
Ms. Lakia, make sure you join us next week without bias, Lakia. All right, we got to go, you all. We're out of time. Join us tomorrow for your half-hour inspirational program and during my birthday celebration. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us back here live. Oh, you don't want to miss next week's show for nothing in the world, and it won't cost you anything but just 1 hour of your time. Our featured guests are going to be Wayne and Jada, or should I say Jada and Wayne? I don't know which way to use it. I just don't want to get in any kind of trouble. Okay. I am afraid. But next week's topic is, are there double standards when it comes to men and women? And both of them have promised us that they're going to be ready, and this is better than pay-per-view. So until tomorrow night's broadcast or next Thursday, we will see you back here. Are there double standards for when it comes to men and women? I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, happy Independence Day, and good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.